at Liberty from Washington is still on hold. And before we went to break, she was talking. So let's get back to Liberty. Liberty, we have about 3 minutes left. So I wanted to give that to you, of course, before we hit that hard commercial break. So welcome back.
Thank you, Brianna. So CMOS, anybody who's not taking CMOS is missing the boat. And the reason that CMOS, your particular CMOS, and it's because it has a bladder rack and a burdock root in it, and then the pepperdine, which I'd rather it was cayenne pepper, but it's still phenomenal. It's the best. And the reason it's the best is the number one surgery that is going on is people are having their knees replaced. And this CMOS, if you get on the CMOS, you don't have to have your knees replaced. Now, that's not medical advice, and this is my opinion, because I was in a health food store, and I told this guy about your CMOS, and I said, I can, from a standing position, I can drop to my knees, and I did it in this health food store. It was on a wood floor. Don't do it on a concrete floor, obviously. But I can drop on my knees from a standing position onto my knees, and you could hear it all through the health food store, because this guy was saying, yeah, you know, my knees, and he did a dip, you know, like to show off. And then when I dropped my knees and I hit my knees and I got up and I said, and I'm not hurt and you can't do that. And he's like, his eyes were like saucers. He says, you're right, I can't. And I says, and it's because of the CMOS. So if anybody has joint issues, get on the CMOS. It is absolutely fabulous. And the creatine for the brain, and the methylene blue for the brain, and the life force for the brain, and the nitric boost, all this stuff is just phenomenal. And Alex Jones is also, he doesn't ever mention this, and I'm going to mention it. I did an AI search on the drawing the blank, but the one that one of your sponsors or one of your guests has an AI thing, and Mike Adams. Mm-hmm. And Alex Jones is on a list with Tesla. Tesla was also on this operation. It's called Cure-All. The operation is called Cure-All. And Alex Jones is on that list. That's one of the other things that he's being hit on. And the reason he's being hit on is because of the supplements that he is providing to the general public for their health. Now, switching gears, Venezuela. The reason that Trump is going to Venezuela is their tie to the Dominion and the Smartmatic voting, because they're getting involved in the voting. And if you don't get the voting honest elections, then we don't solve anything. So kudos to Trump on that. And I wish that he would get a Delta Force and get Tina Peters out of Colorado's jail, because she is a hero. There's no reason for her to be in jail. So please, if anybody's listening to this, get a Delta Force, get those guys, get her out.
And, I know. She's such a great woman, too. You know, and we're up against another break. But, you know, Liberty, I want to back that up, too. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Ms. Peters at one of Mike Lindell's voting. He did like a voting summit where he was trying to educate individuals about election fraud. And it was great. And I met Peters, and she is like the sweetest woman in the world. Booked her on several shows. My heart bleeds for her when I see that mugshot of her tearing up and cry, like my heart goes out to her, because she does not deserve this. She's a gold star family. They lost their son for this country, and this is not how you treat someone like Tina Peters. I want to thank you for calling in, of course, and for our other callers on hold right now, stay put. We'll get to you in just a moment. Thank you so much for everyone who's called thus far, but I want to remind you all to buy one, get one free for the next few hours over at thealexjonesstore.com. And, you know, Liberty had so many incredible items that she was listing off to you. Well, right now it's buy one, get one free. So if you want to get a good deal on that, I'm telling you, it's one of the best deals we have thus far. It's over at thealexjonesstore.com for just a few more hours. So head on over there right now and make sure you grab it before it's too late.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, kicking off the third hour of the program. We're excited you're all on board with us, of course. We've got a few more callers we'll get to in just a moment, which I'm looking forward to. But let's bring you an update. Why not? From Minnesota right now, the learning. The Quality Learning Center, which is not actually spelling the word learning properly well, the manager is now speaking out. And since we're fair and balanced, we'll play both sides for you. Just take a listen.
The YouTuber that was making the claims? You were here earlier today. I came here at 1 o'clock. You were here. Where are you now? You claim we're closed. You claim we're a fraud. Where are you? Why are you not here right now? It's like you're trying to put out a certain message about a certain group. I'm not gonna make that claim. I don't wanna make that claim without me knowing him personally, but that's what it seems like he's doing from his front. Where are you right now? He was here earlier. He was recording us. We had no issue with it. We told him, hey, just get off our property. You can record. No, he's not here. He came outside of those hours and then claimed, hey, they're closed and they're still making money. They're using taxpayer money to work. And it's like, you don't come outside of operational hours and then say, they're using taxpayer money. That was completely false. As you can see, we're open Mondays through Thursdays, 2 to 10 p.m. He was here earlier. I don't see him right now. So it's like, are you trying to record that we're doing fraud, or are you trying to put the Somali name and the fraud in the same sentence? That's what really hurt us the last couple of days. We're open. We've been open. We haven't closed. We've been open for eight and a half years now. We haven't closed once during that period. So I want to touch on that first. The second thing is, which is kind of laughable, is a sign. We messed up the sign, we paid somebody to do our sign. He incorrectly did it. We're having him work on it. We paid him to correct the sign. He said it'll be done by this week. So by the end of this week, our sign will be fine. The third thing, which is the fraud claim. There's no fraud going on whatsoever.
All right, no fraud going on whatsoever. Case closed. Case closed. And the learning sign will be fixed so it properly reflects how to spell learning. Those are the people teaching America's future, allegedly, of course. But he's defending himself, saying that there is no fraud to be seen here. And although Nick Shirley, all he did was just show what he saw and put it out there, he's claiming that he got it wrong. He's claiming he got it wrong. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, let's jump back to the callers. Andrew in New Jersey, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Sorry. Yeah, I ain't got no learning. And that guy was great, Matt, that you had to guess, but you freaked out Georgia Dog and the guy from Kentucky, because he's even more of a fast talker than you. But he was great. I want to say, though, with the Somali, you know, organized crime versus the mafia, historically Italian or Irish, you know, Jewish, whatever, that how different it is that, for example, most Italians, even in the heyday of the mob, were not involved in the organized crime, only a tiny percent, less than 1%. And on the contrary, they were actually victims often. Curtis Sliwa ran for mayor. You know Curtis. Mm-hmm. He said that when he was a kid, his father owned a barber shop in Brooklyn, and the local gangsters would come and do a shakedown, you know, and they had to pay. So the gangsters, protection or whatever. So those gangsters were victimizing other Italians, where compare that to the Somalis, where 85-90% of them are all in on the scheme, and they're not even victims. They're all in on it. And also another difference, too, there could be corrupt politicians with the mob or police, but the government in whole, except maybe Cuba at one point in the past, the government was not in it with the mob. They were not funding the mob. Where here, the Minnesota government is actually funding the Somalian gangsters. And Ted Cruz had a good point. He said that the mob would have, like, front businesses. And also, some of those businesses were legitimate at times, and they would even employ people. But the Somalis, they don't even have fake business. They don't even have, like, a fake business to launder money. It's just outright fraud. So it's totally different, because other mobs, the people were victims. The Italians were victims. The Irish were victims. And less than 1% of the people were criminals. So here, you have almost 90% are in on it, and criminals, and the government is actually giving them the money. So it's totally shocking how corrupt and how extreme it is. But thanks for taking the call.
It's always good to hear from you, Andrew. So thank you. And if I don't speak to you tomorrow, Happy New Year, by the way. You are one of our loyal callers. I know we've got a lot of them, but you know, we appreciate hearing from you, Andrew. And yeah, you're right. You're right. Sean in California, I think you want to add to the Nick Shirley angle to all of this. So welcome.
Yeah, Brianna, am I coming in loud and clear for you?
I could hear you. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Belated Merry Christmas, early Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my friend.
And,
thank you.
Got to give some good news out over the holiday season. I gave out some of that ultramethylene blue to various people that are like-minded with me. And I think they will agree that Nick Shirley, like Alex said, that's what people got to be doing. That's what Doge could be doing if Trump's, the rhinos with Trump had not booted them out. And this is what people, when you form a general assembly, you can convene a common law grand jury, which has the power to audit, and then you give your presentment from your audit to your sheriff. That way the sheriff can start his investigation. So there are a lot of people out there wondering, what do we do? Well, what can you do in your state or in your county? That's the answer. So for Californians like Tim earlier, go to D-E-J-U-R-E, number four, literally the number four, C-A-L-I, Cali, DeJureForCali.org. And hopefully we can work with you, Tim, see what's going on in your county. And for everyone else, go to restore-america.org. And we'll put you with people together in your states, because we will help you form general assemblies and learn about common law grand juries and all the other mechanisms that exist for the American people. But it's got to be something local. If you're stressing about, you know, Egyptian planes, what are you going to do when a plane's in Egypt or Cyprus? Realistically, nothing. You're not going to be able to do stuff on the other side of the world in Ukraine. But in your state, in your county, we the people hold all the power. And like the gentleman said earlier, they're a public servant class. They have to respond. You serve them with something and they fail to respond. Guess what? They're in default, kind of like what they tried to do to Alex. So we got a new year here. I think this is a great time, Brianna, for us, you know, to say, let's start this new year right by putting these public people on notice and these public servants. Let's make them actually serve us, and let's actually do the sweat and the grind to get it done versus hoping they'll do it voluntarily, because they're not going to do it voluntarily. Yeah. You know, we have to push them.
Yeah, Sean. And you know, I try to help people, and I privately help other independent journalists out. It's just something that I think that, and I keep saying it all the time, independent journalism will save this country. And the reason why a lot of these officials get uncomfortable is normally they could call an executive at a big media network if they don't like a story you're doing and squash it. And that's how it works in the corporate media world. But when it comes to independent journalism, they can't do that. And so I'm constantly telling everyone to get involved by doing what you saw Nick Shirley do. Nick, I know, has been doing it, he said, for 5 years now, and he's worked his way through this, and he's worked hard at doing that. It's not easy, but folks, if you have a couple hours a day, buy a microphone on Amazon and go out there and ask these questions. Make sure you obviously look into your local laws when you're doing just that. But all of this stuff is publicly available. And, you know, Sean, you're in California. So I think one of the biggest fraudulent schemes that we don't talk enough about is those homeless funds that are dished out every year to these big groups, these NGOs and just nonprofits. And the money evaporates quite quickly. And then when you ask questions about receipts, they don't have any. So if you're wondering on how you could keep doing the digging on your own too, folks, go give that a look into and just hit the ground running. I mean, this is your money. You have every right to go ask these questions. And it takes years to build up a career in journalism. So if you could do it part-time, do it. But yeah, like you said, Sean, there's a ton of solutions. And Mel Kay says this all the time. We are the ones who are going to be the ones to get us to the place that we need to get to at this country. No one's coming to save us anytime soon. So Sean, thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate your insight, of course. Let's turn to Joshua in Pennsylvania. Joshua, welcome to the show. Still with us? I think we might have lost him. I don't hear anything in my ear. We'll get back to it. Oh, now I hear you. Hi, Josh. Can you, or no? That's my controller. All right, we don't have him right now, but if he calls back in, we'll get him back to that. Let's dive into some other of the stories that I did have lined up for us, because I know many of you at home were looking to catch up on things. I found this clip, and this is, again, Nick Shirley, so got to give him credit here. This is also really impressive. I think this was Dearborn, Michigan, a protest that was happening in Dearborn. But this, and sadly, we don't have the name, so I hate doing the race part, but there was a man who identified himself as a Black Christian, and he was speaking out about the Islamic takeover of Dearborn, Michigan, and other places throughout our country. And I think his message needs to be heard by millions of people. So take a listen to clip 8.
I saw you about to throw down here in the middle of the street.
Hey, man, listen, these people hate our country. They hate everything we stand for. We have to oppose them everywhere they go, all right? Black or white, if you're a Christian in this country, these people hate your way of life. They oppose your existence. We can no longer allow this. And they come over here with their Ford Fusions. Go back to your country, all right?
Go back to Somalia.
Bye-bye.
Go back.
You think any of this is fear-mongering from the right?
No, it's necessary. You know, it's not fear-mongering. We need to do this because we're looking at what's happening across the pond in Europe. In Berlin and France, all over, in London. Do we want to be like that? No. And Black people, guess what? This country that you live in, you benefit from it. You should stand with your Christian brothers. Stand with our white brothers and sisters. This is our country that we've built together. We lose it, we have nothing. We lose this land, there's nothing else. You're not going to go to Africa and survive. You're not going to go to the Middle East and survive. Guess what? America was built by Christians. White people conquered the land. Black people benefit from it. We have to stand up for it. That's important.
I just like the fact that he is speaking truth in regards to how we all need to unify on this issue, because again, it is an important one for folks at home to understand. Regardless of race, they always like to pull race into the argument. It's not that. It's something that doesn't discriminate. Islam doesn't discriminate against people that it targets when it decides to go about doing just that. And I think that message needs to be heard by Christians, Jews, Hindus, all across the world. But specifically here in this country, we still have time to save it. And there's ways to go about doing just that. I also want to play this body cam footage coming to us from TMZ. We're going to go to clip 10 in a second, because remember that woman who worked at Cinnabon? Well, she was one of the individuals who, she said the N-word. Free speech, it's America. Although I wouldn't tell you to go out there and call people that. I myself wouldn't do that. She said it, and it had a lot to do with the backstory. Of course, they don't film the beginning part, but there was a lot of reports about, and I think I heard some of the audio, but then it's been clipped and circulated, so it doesn't include that, of them saying that, oh, you're sexualizing yourself. But these two Somalians ended up approaching this woman who was working simply at a job, and she was trying her best, you know, as many of us are, to get by. They seemed to be harassing her. So when she told them, you know, I'm not serving you, get out. Someone called the police. This was in Wisconsin. And now we have the body cam footage because TMZ has just released it. Take a listen to clip 10.
Do you know why I'm here?
No.
That's a good video I just saw.
Yeah.
The way you treated those customers.
They treated me like shit first.
So give me your side of the story so I know what's going on.
They came here and harassed me. I have PTSD. They knew exactly that I was ill. It's not the first time. It's the second, not the second time.
Okay.
So don't try to come at me and when they're threatening me.
Yeah, I didn't come at you. So tell me what's going on. What else is going on? Why? What did they do to you?
I don't know. They started threatening me. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
So you don't know how they threatened you?
Nope.
Okay. You understand this does not make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. And I'm the one being harassed, and you just came at me and telling me that.
I did not come at
you. What do you want?
I want to know what's going on. Why you treated those customers that way? What did they do to you for you to do that?
I did not treat them. They treated me that way. This is a setup. Listen, I'm not playing money roles right now.
Okay. Well, tell me what happened so we can figure out what's going on.
Nothing happened.
Well, what's your first name, dude? Okay, we're going to do this one of two ways, okay? You can start cooperating with me. Give me your name, your info.
I can leave now.
Or I can just arrest you and bring you to jail for this.
For what?
This whole comment.
Are you kidding me? Nope. I have PTSD, nope. And they came to
with what I saw on the video, I have hands down.
My name is Chris.
That's all I'm asking for at this moment. Cooperate with me, it'll be easy. Don't with me, it will be difficult. Am I clear? No.
Yes.
Okay. Crystal, how do you spell it? Treat them the way you treat them in the video.
I have no idea. They
what
started
happened?
Chiding me. All they said was that something about because the other two girls came and harassed me. And then I have no idea. I have no idea.
What other two girls?
There was two girls previous to them.
But so they didn't harass you previously? Two other girls did?
Yes.
Do you understand that's not fair to treat them that way and they didn't harass you?
I didn't treat them anyway. Do you have the beginning of this before they started recording?
I'm trying to get that from you, but you won't tell me.
There's no beginning. That's the thing, because you have two against one now. So
no,
there's nothing that happened. You threatened
explain
me
to me what happened.
To take me to jail.
Absolutely, because you're being extremely uncooperative with me.
Because I'm frustrated.
So tell me what happened. That's what I'm asking.
I have no idea what happened.
How can you not know why
boisterous.
You treated that way?
I didn't. Listen, Tom. I know that you came because of Tom Van.
Who's Tom Van?
Listen, I don't know what to tell you, but I have no idea what happened. I'm the one being harassed.
Okay. Here's the deal, okay?
I have
the mall's getting a copy of the video.
Great.
Then corporations get a copy of the video.
Great. I can quit.
So just so you know.
Great. I don't need to.
I don't know
here.
What those two want done yet. Okay, if they want you arrested.
I haven't done anything
you're
to them.
Get arrested.
You can't threaten me.
I'm not
a
threatening
lawyer.
You.
I want a lawyer.
That's fine. You can ask for one.
I have
I don't
not
really
done
care.
A single thing. You so, cannot arrest
this is pure that. Insanity. I mean, this is pure insanity, right? Essentially, what's the crime? There's no crime. We have free speech in this country. And you hear the officer trying to say, oh, just tell me. And what's the crime when she, disorderly conduct. No. You could sit there and refuse service. You have a legal right to do just that. And you don't have to use nice words when talking to people. Although I would say to be respectful, the reality of it is according to several reports, she tried her very best to be respectful, but these people were telling her that she was sexualizing herself at some capacity. And again, just based off of the couple, we saw their image, of course, it's very likely that they didn't like the fact that she was not wearing her burqa. I mean, why the heck do we allow these people into our country in the first place? If they don't like it, they can leave. And that's the reality behind this. And the fact that this woman is being harassed at her place of employment as if these people are a sense of entitlement is absurd. It's absurd. We have free speech in this country. And again, you don't have to like the N-word being used. Again, I wouldn't use it personally. But you have free speech. You have free speech. And using that word doesn't qualify as disorderly conduct. These people are just out of control. I'm talking about law enforcement that sides with them. And she knows from the beginning. I mean, that's the reason why you hear her saying, you know, I'm not even going to tell you. It's two against one. You're going to believe what they have to say because they started recording halfway through the interaction. Why didn't they leave? They're harassing her. Well, the good news is she's gotten over six figures in donations. So thankfully, she'll be able to survive this for now. But this is the garbage that we have to deal with. These people feel entitled. She doesn't have to serve you. You could go somewhere else with your money. You could write a letter to a corporate and then show them the video. But to call the police and then that police officer side with her, garbage. Absolute garbage. So good on her for what she did. And I'm referring to her response to the police officer there. All right, Joshua seems to be back. Joshua, welcome to the show. You there, my friend? We'll get you one day. Well, we're trying. We're pulling for you, my friend. We'll get you on the line at some point, sometime soon. All right, let's hold off there for now until we get him back on. We will try because it might be just a little technical issue. But Matt is trying his very best to get Josh on our show. So we will keep our eye on that. But man, oh man, a lot more things going on all around the country. Oh, did you see this video? There's a video of a Tennessee Highway Patrol officer. It's a feel-good story. Rescued a woman who appeared to be in crisis. Now, this woman, sadly, was obviously in a very bad place. She was trying to take her life and potentially jump off a bridge. Law enforcement got there and saved her. We could use a feel-good story. So the officers, thank God, were there in time and were able to save this woman. We hope that she's receiving the service that she needs. But good on Tennessee Highway Patrol officers for doing just that. All right, we've got more good news for you. George Clooney Well, he seems to be sticking to the Hollywood commitment. As many of you guys know, so many Hollywood elitists promised you that if Trump got elected, they were leaving the country. Well, thankfully, George Clooney is a man of his word, and he's fleeing with, of course, his Democrat activist wife. And they have now gotten citizenship with their kids in France. That was just announced. According to Fox, the Clooney's uprooted their family from Los Angeles to escape what Clooney's describing as culture of Hollywood. And yeah, I mean, it's good news. You know, so many of these Hollywood elitists, when they lecture you about who you should vote for, well, they don't make good on their promise when they say, oh, if Trump gets elected, I'm leaving the country. Well, now they are. And that's good news. Hopefully this is permanent. Hopefully. All right, let's go to Dane in Utah. Dane, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I guess. Anyway, I might have a little information on this Charlie Kirk hearing yesterday that didn't get quite right in the media. Because I follow these courts. I've been in these courts for years. Mm-hmm. And the meeting was about the media being allowed in the courts. But not only that, it's cameras. And so that wasn't really talked about. And he didn't decide on the media. But the media and the public is the same thing. But the thing of it is, in these court hearings, because I've been in these court hearings numerous times, me being the defendant, and they're going out of the way for him. And I don't know why, but it's not right. And so the little guy doesn't get any of this attention like this, but they're in quite a pickle here because they've got to go out of the way for him, plus get it out in the public. But the thing of it is the ruling went down. If they want these closed hearings, they've got to put in a motion at least 7 days before the hearings. And so then that'll have to be okayed by the judge, or it'll be closed. But these transcripts are coming out, will be redacted. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, I can understand why, because like you're saying this morning on the alleged bomber, once those people leak it out into the media, then the whole public has just found this person guilty. So that whole thing when Charlie Kirk got killed, those people getting on a camera for a photo shoot was completely uncalled for.
Yeah,
and then, you know, the FBI doesn't have any authority over that.
Yeah.
It's the local law enforcement. And then we got so much corruption in the Utah County, in the prosecution and the sheriff's department, and it ties in with pedophilia. And if you want to look at the heart of it, it's right here in Utah County.
Yeah.
And it's a guy named Dave Hamlin and David Levitt.
Dave.
And there's all kinds of information. Okay. And it'll never be out.
We're up against a hard commercial break, so the commercial is going to cut you off in about 8 seconds. So, Dane, thank you for calling, and I appreciate it. Thank you for everyone else who called in. Folks, we'll be right back. We got a lineup of great guests coming your way in just a second. Thank you for all of our callers.
Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one, get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal. On some of the deals, if you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, I'll put that on the screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales, because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some loss leaders sometimes, because the products are so good. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric to give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at the AlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated. Plus, we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to thealexjonesstore.com. Wide a selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see, we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at thealexjonesstore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay, this cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force. With natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red, and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak, and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready. Armed with truth when the machines bring war.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. All right, for the last portion of the show, I want to highlight the great work that independent journalists are doing on the ground, as many of you guys know. I say it all the time, independent journalism will save this country. Because, well, you don't have a higher up that you have to report to. There's no one there who's going to shut down your story. And you could do a lot of digging. And there's a lot of incredible work that's going on all around the country. And we need to support these people. These people are the front of the battle. And I think it's really important. So let's talk a little bit about Portland. Because we've covered it before on this program, obviously. But there's a lot of money getting floated around. And I keep talking about it too. How a lot of these state budgets, these city budgets, I should say, specifically, blue cities, they have an enormous amount of homeless people living on the streets, which shouldn't be happening in the first place. But then when you look at their budget, you realize, wow, they're allocating a ton of money to the homeless crisis. Well, Portland does just that all the time. And it's really, really strange. Now, I'm kind of going through their 2026 financial fiscal report that they have out right now. And there's a lot of cash flowing into these homeless services, a lot of cash. Joining me now to discuss is a man who's on the ground who deals and reports and tries his very best to cover the stories of those who are living on the streets in Portland. Kevin Dahlgren joins the program today. He's an incredible independent journalist. You could find him on X. It's a great way to find him. It's at Kevin, DAHLGREN. And he's with us right now. All right, Kevin, I'm excited that you're here. You're back on the program because I follow you all the time and you do incredible, incredible work. You're posting all these videos of you're just simply speaking to these people, getting their perspective. And you're also finding out that although they've allocated a ton of money, I mean, the department has for just the 2025 budget, I believe it's $420 million, which is massive. It doesn't really end up in the right places, it seems like, because when you interact with these people who are living on the streets, they're not really getting much in the way of outreach. Is that true?
Yep. That is very true. In fact, I mean, that's just one small piece of it. It's actually $724 million when you add the city. So it's an obscenely high budget. One thing I started doing a few years ago is I asked basically every single homeless person on the streets of Portland, when was the last time an outreach worker even approached you? A good 90% had never been approached or even knew what an outreach worker was. And that is the very first step to getting people off the streets, is actually building that trust, educating them on this complex dysfunctional system. And that simply is not happening. So you have to ask, where is the money going? And that report you just pulled up, I know very well. The very bottom, basically, Multnomah County is asking for an additional $100 million. $100 million for what? What are you going to spend it on? How is things different? You know, here's, how about this? How about they agree to oversight? How about they agree to metrics and measurable results to actually solve the problem and basically work themselves out of a job when it comes to homelessness, right? They would never do that. If money were the solution, we would have solved it by now. Anytime a small local government, an NGO, an elected official says we need more money to end homelessness, that tells me they either don't understand the problem or they understand it all too well and they're benefiting from it. Either way, money is not the solution. The solution is in the approach.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Kevin, you're spot on. And by the way, I missed the V in your Twitter name, so I want to make sure I'm giving it to everyone properly. It's at Kevin V. And then the last spelling of your last name is DAHLGREN, just so our audience knows. But Kevin, I wanted to get to this because you posted on X too, something very, very interesting. And it's heartbreaking. But, you know, you've witnessed so far this year in 2025, 50 drug overdoses on the streets of Portland. Mm-hmm. And sadly, 20 of those have been fatal. Now, we had you on the program just a couple of months ago. And the reason why we had you on is you posted this video and it was absolutely devastating. It was a gentleman who had overdosed on the streets and he was frozen and he was just sitting there. And I don't think people realized it. And sadly, when they did realize that he had passed, they were just trying to, I believe, rob him. They were trying to steal from him. But I mean, you've covered this extensively. You try your very best to get these people Narcan, as you see in this video here. You're trying your best to save these people. And it's average Americans who are on the ground trying to help them out. I mean, this is the part that's really devastating. Walk us through, I mean, this one that's on the screen right now, walk us through this incident.
Well, this is interesting because the person right next to her is also overdosing, but we are unaware of it because we were focused on the person. So this was a unique time, unique day where I had witnessed four back-to-back-to-back overdoses within 10 minutes on that block, right? Like it was just chaos. So, you know, I always hold on to Narcan. It's the one small part of harm reduction I agree with, is it's an immediate opiate block that will wake the person up, you hope. As you can see, they're doing the chest rub, right? This person basically was very much dying, and we did end up saving them. So, you know, you spend enough times on the street, you kind of just notice when people are sleeping or bent over a strange way and not moving. And I try to be very hyper aware of that. If you notice there's people in the background who they're aware it's happening, but they don't care because they're in the middle of their addiction using. So there's literally people behind you just like smoking fentanyl. So this isn't like some big event. This is something they witness every single day. So, you know, I do my best to save as many, you know, of the 50 plus I witnessed, you know, again, a good 20 died. And that's to be expected because they're using one of the deadliest drugs in history. And I tell this to people every day is we don't have a homeless crisis. We have an addiction crisis. We have a mental health crisis. And this is why I've become I'm a very strong supporter of President Trump's July executive order which he called it Ending Crime and Disorder on America's Streets, which will dismantle the housing first model and pivot to a recovery model to get these people clean, to get them the support they need to break that cycle of drug use. This will end up saving, just in my area of the world, thousands of lives, I believe. It was a bold, bold move and something I'm very supportive of. So I just want to say special thanks to President Trump, because this executive order is going to save lives. It's going to help people like them.
Yeah. And Kevin, you are constantly covering the fact that a lot of these Democratic officials, which is sad that it's political because it really shouldn't be political at all, but they,
no,
instead of ending this issue for these people and giving them the services that they need, they instead are enabling it. They're bringing them to these clinics. They're giving them free needles. They're giving them whatever they need to carry on, which is obviously a fatal cycle. And so many people do pass away. And, you know, I don't think people realize how bad the issue in Portland is unless you're on the ground in Portland. But you guys, you have to give him a follow on X. You also did an interview with a guy named Zach, and this one broke my heart because in clip 12, we find out that Zach passed away shortly after you filmed this interview with him. Take a listen.
Help me understand why you choose to be homeless.
Well, there's lots of reasons for it, but I was paying my payments on my home loan and all that other shit. So the thought of homelessness came to mind, right? I didn't think it really made sense to have a place and not have heard from a person that I got to worry about homelessness. So I was like, fuck it, you know, if I think about it one more time, I'm just going to go and put myself homeless. You know, that way I can learn some tricks of the trade or the rope, you know, and maybe be more resilient and bounce back from it. If it ever happens again, I'll have that much skills under my belt. So, like, if I got the family thing going on, man, we won't be out here that long, but, you know.
And how much longer do you think it'll be before you finally accept help?
I paid all my bills, and I went and became homeless. So, on paperwork, nobody's got any reason to look at me like I was ill-mannered whatsoever. I look responsible, like a person that pays the bills.
Well, Zach, how long do you think it'll be before you accept housing?
I'm the happiest I've ever been, and I haven't really even thought about housing.
Okay. Well, thanks for your honesty, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Kevin, you do a great job at speaking to these people and trying to understand what's going on in their lives that have put them in this situation. Yeah. Just some background, if you could provide us with on his story, because, I mean, he just seems to be someone who, for me as an amateur, just looking on, that he might have just some mental health issues and he could utilize some services. Yeah. But what else was happening there?
Well, you know, just a really good kid, too. Like, I'd known him for 5 years. I interviewed him a good 15 times. Every time he said, I choose homelessness, which why I do this work, I'm just going to start by saying this breaks the narrative that housing ends homelessness. This is what basically the homeless industrial complex has convinced the world that nobody wants to be on the streets, when in fact a good 40 to 50% like Zach choose this. Unfortunately, it's the streets that end up killing him. And I did verify, this is a guy who had a job, was working, ended up with some mental health and chemical dependency issues, went to the streets. And that was my last interview with him, when he said he's the happiest he's ever been. He died a few days later. And it's very tragic because, again, he's a nice guy. But I interview these individuals because I'm trying to be the counter narrative. Like, the system will insist that nobody chooses to be on the streets. Well, then why is Zach choosing to be on the streets? And why are the other 5,000 people I interviewed saying the exact same thing? It's all a lie. It's all part of the narrative, because housing is big business. It is the most profitable part of the homeless industrial complex. And so they have convinced taxpayers, you know, cities and counties and grants and measures, whatever, that we need more money, more money, more money. Well, why? If about half the population chooses the streets, why are we building all this housing? You know, what we need to be building is like detox facilities and mental health programs to help these individuals, not housing where you just throw them into a room where they're basically just the same person. And now we're paying for it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kevin, there was that, and I'm not remembering his name, but there was a Nickelodeon child star who sadly we found on the streets, and there's been viral videos of him. And it looks like he's smoking meth, I believe was the drug of his choice. And, you know, people are trying to help him, but they're also filming him. But it's not like how you do it. Like, you're reporting on their stories. There was a lot of people out there who might have been taking advantage of the moment and the opportunity. But sadly, he's back on the streets, and he had a psych evaluation, was the TMZ report that I read just a couple of days ago, and he apparently was just smoking meth, and they released him, and now he's back on the streets. So there seems to be a problem here where these people just don't get the help that they need. This is a child star from Nickelodeon, and instead of just giving the immediate intervention, they're just pretending, or not even pretending, they're doing a kind of psych evaluation, even though his family is asking for them to help him, and then they just throw him back on the street. But you see this time and time again, and it's just absolutely devastating.
Yep. There's for the budget we have, there's virtually no help. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm getting messages dozens a day from family members saying, please help my son, daughter, mother, father, childhood friend, right? Mm-hmm. They're desperate because the system is not helping them the way they need to help them. It's completely backwards. Most people are not treating this like the crisis it is. This is a legit humanitarian crisis. People are dying left and right. And I got, elected officials in Portland who insist everything's great. Mm-hmm. Everything's wonderful. We don't need your help. And I wrote an article about this. I call it the Portland Illusion a few months ago, because right after President Trump said, I'm going to bring National Guard to Portland because of the riots, the protests. So many politicians said everything's great, everything's dandy, everything's safe. I'm like, it's the opposite of that. I mean, if you look up in any part of the world, it's going to look beautiful. You're going to see a sunset or a sunrise, right? Mm-hmm. You look down to the streets, it's far worse. And so, Portland Illusion. So I wrote that just as a counter narrative, that there, look, I don't always like being the guy that points out the negative, but it's like people are literally dying. Somebody needs to report this, and mainstream media is not doing it. Yeah. They're acting like everything's great. It's this weird big machine. But, and I appreciate what you said, the shout out to independent journalists, because we are the future. We are, because we're not beholden to anybody. We, we're not censored. They don't edit our work. And we're able to actually just report on the truth, trust the intelligence of our viewer to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
Right. That's what a good reporter does, is just report the reality without offering too much opinion or commentary, and just let the people decide on their own.
Yeah. And Kevin, that's really important for our audience to understand that you are independently funded. By the way, I saw that you were handing over the Narcan. Is that something that's given out by the city, or is that something that you personally fund?
Both. I mean, it's hard to find. It's very, very expensive. Yeah. It's $40 for two of them, and it takes two to three to even save the person. It is very effective. I Narcan people regularly, but I generally try to go to walk into nonprofits and stuff and just get a handful if I can. Yeah. So it just kind of depends. But I encourage everyone to carry it, because it does end up saving lives.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I actually do have some in my car, just in case I ever run into someone who does need it, because it's very important that we have it on. Even if it's like an officer who's interacting with someone who has fentanyl in them, we've seen time and time again from the body cam footage that they might not know that it's in their pocket. They expose themselves to it and they're overdosing. And so I think we're at war in this country, and we need to know that. We need to accept that. And we all need to be able to fight back. And Narcan's a great way to do just that. But also putting out their message, Kevin, like you do all the time, I think is really, really important. So folks, if you're at home right now and you want to support and subscribe to his work, he's on X, but he's also on Substack, truthonthestreets.substack.com. That's truthonthestreets.substack.com. That's where you could go to follow his work. Kevin, thanks for all the incredible work you're doing. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you very much. Folks, we got a lot more to discuss too. In regards to Dallas, as many of you guys know, one of our callers actually alluded to the story. We've got the details on an alleged ISIS sympathizer who was looking to carry out an attack in the DFW area. And I've told you this before, there's a lot of these so-called terror plots that are being spoiled all across the country, thank God. But this one is interesting. Joining me by phone right now to discuss the latest on this is a great reporter over at the Dallas Express. Logan Washburn is joining us now. Logan, I want to thank you for being here. You've got a couple of credible stories that you're following right now for the Dallas Express. And so it's good to have you on the program today. I want to talk about this arrest because our audience is very interested, even one caller calling in talking about it. So give us the latest that you're learning in regards to what the FBI is claiming is an ISIS sympathizer who was just recently arrested.
Hi, Brianna. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we found out that the FBI has arrested a man from Midlothian for international terrorism. He essentially was interacting with an undercover FBI agent and undercover NYPD officers online, thinking that they were members of ISIS. Now, he actually met up with them on December 22nd and delivered bomb-making materials and offered an instructional bomb-making video to them. Now, you could say this may sound like just another sting operation or something like that, where you find a crazy guy online and kind of bait him into doing crazy stuff, because we've seen that happen in the past with some of these more political investigations. But here, I think that's very different, because what he actually was doing is sending them official ISIS media releases. And it seems like he had an official tie to the ISIS network. So he was a very real threat. For our listeners who aren't familiar, Midlothian is a smaller city south of the DFW Metroplex. It's not exactly the type of place you would expect to find an ISIS sympathizer. This suspect's name was John Michael Garza Jr. He's a 21-year-old. He initially was commenting pro-ISIS statements online, leaving comments on pro-ISIS posts, and an undercover NYPD officer caught this and began interacting with him back in October. So they continued to speak throughout November and December. He apparently shared that he explicitly ascribed to the ISIS ideology, and even paid money to this officer thinking he was an ISIS member in order to buy guns and other materials. He even shared a video of a suicide bombing and an instructional bomb making video. That's the image that I put out online yesterday. I don't know if you guys have it, but it's a member of ISIS in full terrorist garb in a kitchen somewhere putting bomb materials together. So he began telling his contact of his plans to buy materials for explosives, and then he actually met with an FBI special agent on December 22nd, and that's where he delivered the bomb-making materials and offered to send instructions on how to create this. So it sounds like it was a very imminent threat, but thankfully, soon after they met, FBI agents arrested Garza.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Again, this is an ongoing threat, and it's one to be taken seriously. And we're glad that they're obviously being prevented. So this is really important. We've got about 4 minutes left, and there's two really important stories, too, that I want to get to. Specifically, there's a missing 19-year-old girl who vanished on Christmas Eve. I know you just texted me an update from the local sheriff in the area. Give us the latest on that story as well.
All right. So just to give kind of a brief overview of this story, Camila Mendoza almost vanished on Christmas Eve in Northwest San Antonio. She went out for a walk and never returned. It was actually the morning of Christmas Eve, so around 7 a.m. Essentially, what has happened recently is the sheriff's office is asking for any help finding her. They still haven't gotten many solid leads, but they just put out dash cam footage. It apparently shows her during an early morning walk along one of the main roads to her neighborhood. This is the last confirmed sighting they have. So it's not much progress, but we know she was out on a walk. She left her house without her car. They believe she had her keys and potentially her ID with her. Now, what is interesting is that certain officials have said, well, she had a past of suicidal ideation and things like this. But we actually looked at her social media. And, you know, it's a mixed bag. These things are not mutually exclusive. But the fact is, she was posting plenty of things to live for. She was posting friends, posting her studying her Bible. Her last post on TikTok said, "Thank you, Jesus." And it had videos of travels, concerts, all these things that suggest she had a very active social life, potentially. Now, she did also repost things about having emotional issues and, you know, being empathetic for others because you don't know what they're going through. But again, she posted a lot of things suggesting a very active faith life. And it seemed like she had real meaning in her life. So it's a really tragic case. If anyone has information about her, they should contact the Bexar County Sheriff's Office at 210-335-6000, or you can email bcsotips@bexar.org.
Yeah, and I hope they find this girl. She's a beautiful young woman, and it's devastating to see, of course, especially because it's Christmas Eve, so we hope that she's okay, and we'll keep our audience up to date on that one as well. I want to get to something that is a little bit more of a upper-lifting story, I guess, at this point, but there was a teenage girl who disappeared, and it looks like her dad saved her. This 15-year-old girl was located by her father, and the circumstances are completely alarming. I'll let you break the latest on this. We've got about a minute left.
Perfect. I'll try to move quick. So on Christmas Day, the next day after the initial girl went missing, another went missing, actually 15 minutes away from the Colony Ridge development for illegal aliens. This is just outside of Houston, a huge hub for crime. This girl went out for a walk with her dog in the evening of Christmas Day, but she was kidnapped, allegedly, by Giovanni Rosales Espinoza, 23. Her father realized she hadn't returned in a reasonable amount of time, so he used her phone to track her down, like a parental control app. He found his daughter with her dog in a pickup truck with the suspect. He was in the middle of sexually assaulting her. The father rescued her, and after that, police were able to track the suspect down, and they arrested him. Now, we reached out to DHS and confirmed the suspect is an El Salvador national who entered America under the Obama administration, Freudian slip, under the Obama administration. He got a green card, but now DHS is pursuing deportation after he's convicted for this crime.
Yeah. Well, thank God her father was paying attention and was able to track her. And we hope that she's okay. But again, this is why it's so important for parents to do just that. If you're going to give them a cell phone device, make sure you could track it, because that just potentially just saved her life. And we hope that she's okay. Logan, you're doing incredible work over at Dallas Express. So thank you for all that you do in keeping us up to date in regards to these stories here in Texas. We greatly appreciate the update. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, folks. We are coming to an end on the American Journal today, but don't worry. Don't worry. There's plenty more to discuss in just a bit. The Alex Jones Show starts in just a moment. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because for a few more hours, it's buy one, get one free BOGO on some of your favorite supplements. So it's select supplements over at the Alex Jones Store that are on sale right now. Head on over to the shop and make sure you snag them before it's too late.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, fruit punch and then freedom mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Ember palpitating. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustained energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine. Relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 straight ahead.